get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Civility 360, folks, your platform for all things civility, where civility, influence, and action are our deliverables. I am your host, Professor Vernette A. Joseph, and I'm joined always by my good friend, our co-host, the global world civility leader himself, Sir Clyde Rivers. How are you doing today, my friend?
Man, I'm good. Man, we have Ife on today, buddy. This will impact the entire globe. So I'm excited, Dr. V.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, welcome, welcome, Ife. How are you doing today?
It is a true honor to be here with both of you, Dr. V, Dr. Rivers. I'm just very excited to be here.
Absolutely. Well, today, folks, we get to host Dr. Ife Badejo, the global civility icon, entrepreneur, civility person of the year. Before we get started, Ife, if you would share with the listening audience who they'll be listening to over the course of the next few minutes.
Well, I was born and raised on the beautiful island of St. Martin. I always have to do it like that because I love this place so much. It's a little slice of paradise in the Caribbean Ocean. And I was born to an island mom, a Nigerian father. I've traveled all over the world. I've lived in the US, in Europe. I've been to China, Russia, Africa. But my passion is about empowering people to develop their entrepreneurial skills so that they can live their best life. And so I do so focused on islands and on small islands because we are susceptible to natural disasters, geopolitical dynamics, the list goes on and on. And so my role is to connect them with the people, the processes, and the tools that will empower them to live their best life through entrepreneurship.
Wow, wow, wow. You can see already, folks, why Ife literally is the global civility icon, entrepreneurial civility person of the year. You are just simply hearing the introduction, but you're learning that she's well-traveled, well-versed, and knows and has a knack for business. Her business acumen is off the charts, and she has helped people and islands from around the world. So, let's get started. Sir Clyde Rivers, you are up first, my friend.
Yes. Ife, first of all, Dr. Ife, as of this coming Saturday, I'd be remiss if I didn't let the audience know that your work has touched us and we felt your impact around the world. As I talked to you at the first of the year, when we had a show and you were on it, And see, you have impacted in this COVID time period. You didn't stop. You kept the pedal to the metal. You were impacting people. And I'm like, man, she hasn't stopped. And I also feel like you were the beginning of a new paradigm of almost an actual full digital world, where you were one of the cutting edge people that spoke to me about that. And, you know, I just want to say this, to be the civility icon for the globe is huge. So man, thank you. And the question I have for you is how did you keep the energy, the enthusiasm, and the motivation through COVID-19?
Well, first and foremost, it is such an honor to be chosen as the Entrepreneurship Civility Person of the Year. It is such an honor to also have an honorary doctorate. I'm still getting used to Dr. Ife Badejo. It has a nice ring to it, but I'm still getting used to it nonetheless. But it's also very important, I think, to recognize those that are doing good and doing well, and those who are in underserved areas of the world. And so I applaud you and the entire team, Dr. V, for continuously engaging with those that otherwise would not have the main stage because they just don't come from that area of the world. And so that really is important. All representation matters. To your question about what kept me motivated, two things kept me motivated. When I looked at history and I looked at every time there was a major crisis, if I looked at it biblically, if I looked at it historically, there was always an opportunity. There was always an opportunity attached to that crisis. And I think oftentimes in crisis, we get so sucked into the loom and gloom, but while the masses are being sucked into the loom and gloom, the few are focused on what that opportunity is, and they leverage that opportunity. And I did not want to miss this moment in time when in 100 years, you get a pandemic like this. I wanted to make sure that I was at the forefront, taking advantage of the opportunity, and more importantly, ensuring that I'm sharing that opportunity and leveraging that opportunity for all, for those around me, for those who may not be able to see the opportunity in the same way that I see the opportunity. That's one. Two, as a kingdom ambassador, as someone who has a faith in a greater power, I knew for certain that this time was not going to be wasted. I knew for certain that this time was a setup for a come up for those who are not normally on that main stage. And again, I was not going to miss that opportunity. Personally, I wanted to stay busy. I wanted to engage. I wanted to stay connected. For others, they really felt it hard. For me, I was like, yes, finally, we're going digital. We're able to do amazing things together, no matter where you are in the world. And to help other people embrace that, to help other people navigate that space was very, very important to me. So we did more than 25 virtual events, all focused on mentorship and empowerment of entrepreneurs on islands, all for free. So the entire year, from March straight down to December, everything that we did was at no cost to those who were attending. And we wanted to really give people an opportunity to get the tools, to get the information, to synthesize the processes that will empower them to live in a digital world. Because in 2017, I knew this was coming. I said it then, that if you don't have online payments and if you're not digital as a small business, you will become obsolete. In 2017, that was in January. In 2017, in September, we got hit hard by Irma. I lost my home. My family lost their homes. We had to reboot and restart. And not even a full 3 years later, we had the COVID and the global pandemic. So what I knew was that we had to be able to become crisis proof, and I wanted to empower people and encourage people to do just that.
Listen, folks, I don't think I have to say another word. I already told you that Ife, Dr. Ife, was going to be dropping nuggets on you. And that's why she's the Global Civility Icon, Entrepreneur, Civility Person of the Year. It's a mouthful, but let it roll off your tongue. That you all are picking up what we're actually putting down. Dr. Ife, let me ask you this question, because many people don't know, and I want them to understand by watching and listening to the replay or watching live, the number one, let me make sure this is emphasized, the Caribbean's number one business connector. Mm-hmm. How do you gain a title with so much status and prestige on it? Talk to us about being the Caribbean's number one business connector.
Well, when I came back a few years ago in 2013, I believe it was, I started to do networking events, because I realized that even though we all hung out together, we didn't do business with each other. And that to me was a little bit confusing, because we had so many talented people with so many different skill sets, and we would, you know, drink and have fun and laugh and joke and enjoy each other's company, have good food, but we weren't working together intentionally for bigger and better results. So we started out with the Power Hour, and then the Power Hour grew to something that was phenomenal, something that brought people from all over the world. Dr. V, you were a part of the Power Hour. Dr. Will Moreland was a part of the Power Hour. And my own network spans Africa, Europe, the Netherlands, and the region. So I just continued to pull from my network, from people that I admired, because they weren't just my friends. These were talented, skilled people that added significant value to the world. And so that gave me that name, because when you engage with me, you were almost guaranteed to expand your network outside of whatever it is that you currently had. And so I wear that proudly. To date, we have on average with our virtual events, people that have spanned more than 35 different countries. Our Islandpreneur Live event that's upcoming right now has more than 15 experts, global experts from the UK, from the Netherlands, from the US, from the region. And that's what we continue to do. I've worked with people in South America. I've worked with people all over the world. And so whenever you're engaged with the Power Agency and myself, we believe in a global village. We believe that everyone has an opportunity to be able to go to the next level once they are connected to the right people, processes, and tools. And so we are focused on that. And so that's how Caribbean Number One Business Connector came to being, because you were almost guaranteed to connect with somebody within the region or in the world that you would not otherwise connect with if you were engaged with us.
That's what I'm talking about. Wow. Let's go, Sir Clyde Rivers. Let's go.
Dr. Miles Monroe said something to me in one of our last conversations. He says, winning is predictable. It's predictable. When you tap into the right kingdom laws, they work. And see, you have tapped into a law of empowering others. And I can see you don't try to hog the stage. You have created platforms for other people. And I'm telling you, your like success is actually traceable, and it'll get stronger and stronger because you're obeying a kingdom law. You're empowering others, and the more you empower, the more it comes back. Now, this is my question for you. As a female, what kind of challenges has that meant presented for you in the space that you're walking in now?
Ooh, Dr. Rivers, you went there. That's a loaded question for a variety of reasons. One, because oftentimes I am the only female or one of the few female in the room. Oftentimes I'm the only woman of color or one of very few women of color in the room. And for me, I was blessed with parents that taught me early that that doesn't matter. That has its own advantages, and that I should own and just walk into the room boldly with that. However, it doesn't take away the fact that I had challenges. It doesn't take away the fact that when I've entered into certain rooms, they thought I was there to get them a cup of coffee versus to hear my thought processes and to value me as an equal contributor to the discussion. So what does that mean? I embrace it. I am who I am. I never try to be anything else than who I am. But I also am very skilled in letting you know that I'm not decorative. I am functional. I'm there for a reason. And my voice is not just a diverse voice. It's an inclusive voice. And you would add so much more value. You would get so much more out of me if you included me into that discussion. And sometimes that goes with grace. Sometimes it was a little bit tricky to learn how to do that with grace when I was younger. But it has been an interesting road so far. The wonderful thing about entrepreneurship is that you get to build the table that you want to eat at. And so I have been able, through my entrepreneurial endeavors, to create the table and invite different people to that table that get to share with me in a way that they would not otherwise get to share. Damn. And that to me is super, super important. It is not enough for me to be at the table or in the room. I have to be at that table, because I believe that the divine will of God is that I have something to contribute, or why live, right? Wow. All of us have something to contribute. And so I am very keen on making sure that I also give grace to those who otherwise would not be able to contribute just because of the way that they look or where they're from or whatever else would be the limiting beliefs that society tells us.
I'm talking about bringing the heat. We don't play games on Civility 360, folks. We bring you the best and the brightest from all around the world. And today you can see why. There is no doubt in your mind as you listen to Dr. Ife, as you listen to the wisdom, as you listen to the insight that she has. It is a wonderful thing. And I know we talked about it briefly, Ife, but I want people to really understand power. I want them to really get what that means. When you say, oh, I have a power agency, I'm talking about someone who has created something that is changing the trajectory of island living, of island mindset. So when we talk power, we're talking about producing wealth revolution agency. And I need you to share with the listening audience some of the dynamic things that the power agency has done. One, how did it come about? Two, what is it doing? Three, where are you going?
Those are all loaded questions, and ties also back into another point that I wanted to add to Dr. River's question. So I'm going to start with where we're going and then move my way back. One of the demographics that have been hardest hit due to the global pandemic, and this is a global statistic, are women. And they are hardest hit also because they take care of the families, they take care of their children, they take care of their ailing parents, they take care of the loved ones, and then at the same time, they also have to provide financially. So we looked at, okay, how do we add to their lives? How do we make a difference in their lives so that we can make a difference in the community, in the family construct, in the economics of our islands, and not just the islands, but the world? So later this year, we're working on launching a virtual accelerator for women in e-commerce. So we're working to have 25 women digital entrepreneurs so that they can get to earn a living and still live their life and fulfill their obligations to the best of their ability. And we're pulling in partners from all over the world to be able to do so. For those 25, that would be our first cohort, and then we'll see how that goes. That will be a 3 to 4 month program where at the end of the program, they have a revenue generating website and have entrepreneurial skills that allow them to build a full-fledged online business, right? So we are really excited about that. Power, produce wealth revolution. To be totally transparent, it came from Deuteronomy. God has given us the power to gain wealth. And I literally heard produce a wealth revolution. I sometimes hear things in my head when I'm reading the word. And so that was the name when I had to start. And let me give some context under the conditions I started. I just went through a Cat 5 plus hurricane. Wow. More than 300 kilometers mile per hour winds, or more than 185 mile per hour sustained winds. It was such a huge hurricane. It was right after Hurricane Harvey. It was such a huge hurricane that if you look it up online, it's known as Irmageddon, because it impacted more than 44 million lives within the Caribbean region. And St. Martin was hit dead on. So within 6 to 7 hours, my growing business and my independence became nothing, right? Wow. We lost the roof over our heads. I literally moved around for 6 months with a suitcase, a carry-on, and a purse. I bounced around 6 times in those 6 months. And during that period of time, in typical entrepreneurial fashion, I was able to get a project. Someone called me up, say, Ife, we need a project manager. I'm like, I've never done that job. And they said, just say yes. And I said, okay, yes. And so I sent in my information. I did the interview. They were based in the Netherlands. They hired me to do a project. And that same day, while I'm doing the interview, we have to move from one location and we don't know where we're going to be sleeping that same night because we haven't been able to secure a place. And I was still able to secure that client. The minute that I secured that client, I took that money and I said, you know what, Ife, Let's Rock and Roll, I threw that entire money into having a physical location that would allow different entrepreneurs to have a spot to work from and also to connect, because I understand the lonely road that it can be being an entrepreneur as well. And so that's how Produce Wealth Revolution started. It has shifted, it has evolved, it has become something different, because quite honestly, I was never supposed to have a physical location. I just thought, okay, let me do the physical location for everyone else to be comfortable. I was always supposed to be digital. So just before the year before COVID, I closed the physical location because financially it wasn't making any sense. I did not close my business. I just closed the location. My business started to soar. And so by the time COVID hit, I was completely unaffected. I had a full digital business with remote workers already. And so it has been a dynamic journey. So that's how we started. What we're doing now is we have Islandpreneur, which is our flagship program and includes a podcast, includes the accelerator program that I just talked about. It includes our signature live event, which for now is virtual. Hopefully next year it's hybrid. And so I would love to invite both of you over for 2022.
Absolutely.
Yes. And so right now we're focused. We have representatives from Facebook, from the Dutch Caribbean Securities Exchange, from the Central Bank. We have people from the US, from the Netherlands, talking about the best kind of content you could find in the NBA. They are going to cover in 2 days, and they are going to workshop their ideas so that they can take their businesses to the next level. And the focus is simple. We want to empower our islandpreneurs to have smarter, digital, and global businesses. Because if we're looking at resilience and we're looking at crisis-proofing our economies, we have to be smart, we have to be digital, and we have to go global. So that is the focus this year. We have two other elements as well. We have an award ceremony. We are awarding persons like Jeff Hoffman as the global leader of 2021 because he has been so inclusive with his the way that he interacts with islands and different people around the world. We also have Evan Carmichael that we're doing a live podcast recording with. He has a 2.9 million subscriber list, and he's a YouTuber, venture capitalist turned YouTuber. So we're very excited about the different elements that we're doing within Islandpreneur. And we are continuing to support islandpreneurs through capacity building, through very dynamic, media-intensive, digital ways of giving them the tools and also connecting them with the people to help them go to the next level.
And you see, wow. And see, there's a component of civility that you have in all your work that looks out for everyone. And that inclusion, and that what you're doing is what has established you as not just the icon for the Caribbean, the whole globe. And you've earned that space by your evidence and results. So we're honored to have you as that leader of entrepreneurship for us.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much. It's been a true honor, honestly.
Well, you already heard it right here on Civility 360, folks. I hope that you are picking up what Dr. Ife Badejo has been putting down. Make sure that you find her, that you follow her, and that you connect with her. If you're on an island, she's the islandpreneur. She's the one that teaches you how to do what you need to do. Now, what I really love about Ife and the work that she is doing, she works with the small islands, developing states. Why? So SIDS, if you don't know what SIDS is, then you need to go look it up or just give Ife a call. But bringing everyone together to maximize their resources, their time, their talents, their efforts, and their energy. You've been listening to Dr. Ife Badejo, who is the Global Civility Icon, Entrepreneur, Civility Person of the Year, right here on Civility 360, folks. Thank you so much, Ife, for being a part of our broadcast today. We look forward to the dynamic work that you're going to be doing, Islandpreneur, and I speak it into existence, Islandpreneur Institute, and we will continue to watch you do phenomenal things. Blessings, peace, productivity, but most of all, civility to each and every one of you. And remember, civility starts with you.
So wait, no. But it ends with Dr. Ife.
No, but honestly, Dr. V, Dr. Rivers, thank you so much. This has been a true honor. I do this not just so that I can be successful. I do this so the community can be successful. Yes. I do this because islands matter. I do this because we have an equal value in the world, more than just sun, sea, and beach. I do this also because there are opportunities that happen when we all connect, when people from outside come over and see what innovation looks like, what resilience looks like, what creativity looks like, and when we position ourselves on the global stage. So it is a true honor. I stand on the shoulders of those that have paved the way before me, my parents, my community, those that have done this before and in the smaller ways, but have chipped away so that I can do it in a bigger way. And so I'm forever grateful to all of them and to you as well, because you have inspired me to do more and to be bigger and better at what it is that I do. So thank you so much. This is a real true honor to be here with you.
Awesome. Well, again, folks, have a great day. Make sure that you repost, that you share this, and you tell us where you'll be watching from. We'll talk to you soon. You never know who will pop up on Civility 360. Have Ability 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 360. Have Ability.
Get exclusive content. You just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.